All Things Considered continues here on WKU Public Radio. I'm Kevin Bullis. We're going to get a local perspective now on an issue of major importance in the world of college football. This has been a stormy time at the NCAA. That's the governing body of collegiate athletics. The five largest, wealthiest athletic conferences are making it known they want changes made to how the NCAA is run. Conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten are tired of the NCAA's one-school, one-vote setup, where smaller schools can effectively block policy changes championed by the revenue-producing conferences. NCAA President Mark Emmert has called for a summit of all Division I college football programs, including WKU, this January in San Diego, where the issue of NCAA governance will be taken up. Joining us to talk about it all is a man who will be at that summit, WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart.
Well, there's a lot of things being discussed right now, and I think what President Emmert wanted to do was get everybody in the room and I'm sure hopefully come out with some form of solidarity, because you have what people refer to as the Power Five conferences, which are the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the Big 12, and there's some reform they'd really like to see. And then you have what we're commonly referred to as the Group of Five conferences, which is Conference USA, which we will go into next year, the Sun Belt Conference, the Mid-American Conference, the Mountain West, and the American Athletic Conference. There's 31 conferences altogether, but we're fortunate. We're in the upper third. You know, those are the 10 that really kind of drive most things. But the five power conferences would like to see some additional things. There's been a lot of chatter about that, and I think the goal of that summit, so to speak, is to come away unified and moving forward together.
From what I gather and what I've read, one of the things that the Power Five want is changes to the NCAA governing structure. And as I read between the lines, or I think sometimes you don't even have to read between the lines, it looks like some of them want more say. I think in effect saying we drive the revenue, we drive the national media attention, the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, like you said. We should have more say than maybe a Western Kentucky University or Conference USA or Sun Belt school. Is there any validity to that?
I think your perception is correct. I think they would like, you know, more say, versus right now it's basically one school, one vote, and everybody's essentially the same. And their revenues have just exploded recently, and they will continue to do so once we have the new BCS money that comes in a year from now. And there's some things they'd like to be able to do. I think with what they could do with their athletes, what they could do with recruiting that right now they're limited in doing. And I can understand that. I mean, if I were in their shoes, you know, I could see where they're coming from. I do think, and I think cooler heads will prevail, and ultimately we'll all move forward together. But I think the sport itself is much better the more people you include. And I think college football is hurt if these five power conferences, which I don't think will happen, but if they secede from the union, so to speak, and form their own group, you know, I don't think it's good for the sport. And I don't think it's good for half their membership, to be honest with you, Kevin, because, you know, I don't want to name names, but if you look at half the SEC, half the ACC, half the Big Ten, those schools aren't really winning a whole lot. Those aren't the schools that are winning bowl games consistently. They aren't the ones advancing deep into the NCAA tournament. And if they were off on their own, you know, there's a number of schools that go 6-6 or 7-5 from those conferences that go to a bowl game that have a losing record in their conference, and they make a bowl game because of the non-conference games they play against Sun Belt, Conference USA, and MAC schools. So I don't think it's in their best interest to secede either, and that's why I think we'll still all stay together, but I think certainly there will be some changes.
Something that's been brought up in the past but not implemented is the idea of allowing schools to give athletic scholarships that cover what's called the full cost of attendance, mm-hmm. something beyond tuition, books, room, and board. And what I understand is that would be an additional $2,000 to $5,000 per scholarship per year. Some of the larger schools want that. Some of the smaller schools with smaller revenue say, we can't afford that, and have been able to keep that at bay. Do you think that's something that's going to be brought up again in January?
I do. I really do. That may be number one on the list. You know, I know that's something that's been talked about a lot. That's a tough one. I mean, that's kind of a slippery slope. I mean, on one hand, certainly, you know, we'd all like to be able to do more for athletes than we currently do. But it was actually Stanford's head football coach, I think, that really had a very, very good quote. I mean, he was asked about that, and he was obviously referring to Stanford. But Stanford's in the Power Five. He said, we do pay our student-athletes $50,000 a year in the form of an education, and we teach them how to learn. And almost saying, like, they are getting paid. I mean, they're getting paid in the form of a scholarship. And even here at Western Kentucky, I mean, if you're in-state, then the value of an annual scholarship in athletics is $20,000. If you're out of state, it's $30,000. So if you apply yourself in the classroom and you're serious about getting your degree, and we're fortunate in that our athletes are, you know, you're not being taken advantage of. I mean, you're getting an $80,000 to $120,000 value during your 4 years here. And if you leave with a degree, you've got a terrific head start in life.
Let me play devil's advocate. If you're at a school that makes millions of dollars mm-hmm. football revenue, that gets to sell a jersey with your name and number on the back of it, when the NCAA can sell video games with maybe your image or a teammate's image and make a lot of money and tell you that you're not entitled to any of that, how is that right? And should student athletes be compensated in some way beyond just the scholarship?
Well, and that's a good example, and that's a good question. You know, and I know the ESPN 30 on 30 documentary about the Fab Five, you know, at Michigan, and Jalen Rose was talking about, you know, he came from a poor family. He didn't have money. He didn't really have any spending money, and he'd walk down the street, and he'd see his jersey for sale and people making money off of his name, and yet he didn't get any of that. And certainly that's an issue that's out there. You know, I think the question, like specifically to us here at Western Kentucky, is really just an economic one. You know, if all of a sudden the NCAA said you can give, just use $2,000 as the example, you can give up to $2,000 more for every scholarship athlete, you know, the SEC would probably rejoice, you know, because that's what they'd like to be able to do. But that would be $400,000. And we have to balance our budget each year. We can't spend what we don't have. So if unless we're growing our revenues dramatically, and we're growing them, but you know, $400,000 out of a $20 million budget, you know, that's a pretty good percent just right there. And so if all of a sudden we spent that in one area, we'd probably have to cut it in another area. And then you end up, you know, ultimately, are you better off as an athletic department? I mean, I don't think it would be as dramatic as having to cut a sport or anything like that. But certainly, $400,000 is a lot of money, and we'd certainly have to cut in some areas.
I'm wondering, what is it like to be WKU athletic director in terms of putting together? Let's talk specifically football. In terms of putting together those future football schedules, and you try to schedule something either with Kentucky or Tennessee or Alabama or some of these other schools. What's the dealings like in terms of dealing with those larger schools, their athletic directors?
It's fun. It's exciting. I mean, and sometimes you have some breakthroughs, and sometimes it's like diving into a brick wall. You know, you get all kinds of different feedback. The two things that I'm trying to do is, as we move forward, you know, our schedule the first 3 or 4 years was really based on just becoming a 1A program and playing some money games and helping fund the program. And the two things I'd like to see us do that I'm in the process of trying to do moving forward are we still need to play the one quote-unquote bye game a year. I don't foresee that going away anytime in the near future. It's still, you know, anywhere from an $800,000 to $1 million payday, and we need that money. I mean, we really do. But have that game be a little bit more regional so that our fans can go to it. You know, playing LSU in Baton Rouge, playing Nebraska in Lincoln, that was great. I mean, that was a great experience, but that was tough for fans. Those are tough games to go to. So next year we're playing Illinois in Champaign. I mean, it's still a Big Ten program. It's a great payday, but it's an easily drivable game. And we're still playing a big opponent, but it's a little bit closer. So, you know, we're looking at examples like that. And I think more games on our campus. You know, we really, every year, we don't this year because of UK games in Nashville. We only have 5 games in Bowling Green. But I'd like us to have at least 6 games in Bowling Green every year. At least, you know, have a 6-6 split where we have, obviously, 4 home conference games, but also have 2 home non-conference games. So getting some non-conference games here in Bowling Green, and we've had a lot of progress. We actually have Miami of Ohio that we just signed a home and home with that will be coming in here.
Todd Stewart is the athletic director at Western Kentucky University. Todd, thanks for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoyed being with you.
You can find an audio archive and transcript of our conversation with Todd Stewart at our website, WKYUFM.org, our Facebook page, and Twitter feed. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.